the book has made an object and a place to come from.
Oh, nice.
Instead, we should make use of the record that we have of the experience of performing the interview and recognize the conditions for our interpretation activity to locate and determine
when a group of us there is possible to use it. For example, as a kind of body loops upon reaction is ignited
as a recognized and symmetric atmosphere of
the instant of Jesus and the system converse to the person to the judgment of the shape of parts and show his competence that gives the effort to be done to continue which is given the situation at hand with regards to the softest properties of the object. But it's usually the fact that the intention of the reference object of which goal was displayed first to have an object which is transformed together into a unit and which perception is understood through perception. To reply the person mentioned above with what do you understand about the given piece can equal out of balance between the perceptual and conceptual conditions that have historically determined the identity of a work of music. Why modernists have a difficulty in accepting such inequalities is in my view because of the ontological expansion of a work of music to be understood through the diversity of identifying contexts, which does not guarantee the autonomy of a work of music.
This might lead us to consider what demands come with this kind of intentionality. 2b, interpretational activity and truth conditional verification theorem.
Since that
which is a record of experiencing the performance of an outside language must not be presupposed by linguistic conditions.
Instead, what determines the locus of our sense-making within which our interpretational activity shall take place must exist by way of that which is prior to, during, as well as after language is in use. Such common conditions encompass
such a common condition
the performance of and ideas and any kind of language as well as different activities because of
abstract
time. Referred to above as workers of occurrence, does in essence use an abstract product of time, or does
the
occurrence of speed
be the contextual product of condition,
or does the occurrence of speed be the contextual condition,
which has no significance?
Which within the locus of the terms and enclosure of the account, we have essentially provided a sense-making activity which recursively implied and engaged in the computational activity to locate and determine the enclosure of the linguistic account by way of condition
determined by what is outside of language.
What is outside of language? What is recursively implicit in engaging in the interpretation that must be identified one and intentionally in determining site-specific conditions for two.
Performing the NLPA.
3.
Experiencing the performance of the NLPA.
4. Interpreting our experience of performing the NLPA. 5. An intentional lexical determining linguistic account by way of what is outside of language. These principles will henceforth be referred to as the truth conditional verification theorem and the TCVT. It seems thus that the interpretive sense-making activity of NLPAs is determined by linguistic conditions, e.g. such as those of the TCVT contains, but the performing of this activity as well as the specified content that is here performed outside of language external to it, is to this point regard the present inquiry as one into.
To at this point regard the present inquiry as one into metaphorology is not misguided. However, for reasons of keeping this discussion concise, I will quote briefly below texts that illuminate some important explanations within this vast linguistic field.